Are you ready to do some trending?
I am.
All right. I'm not quite ready at the moment because I'm going through all these notes thinking, didn't do that, or forgot to do that, or what about that? Tell you what, we should rehearse this program, shouldn't we?
No, I think this ad hoc system we've got going on is great.
This ad hoc, if we get to it, system, what that one you mean? The successful lack of formula.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, something like that. It is trending now. I've just got to find it. They've moved it again. No, not. There it is. Let me just get more buttons in place. You ready for this? It'll be good.
Trending today.
See? Told you. Sally's pulling her hair out inside.
She's just thinking, why on earth did I come back from my holiday?
You are, aren't you, as well? But it was a good holiday. You've uncluttered your life. You're decluttered and you're here thinking...
And back to this clutter in the studio. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, that'll work out well. Anyway, good.
Okay. Trending today. Nice. I'm starting with Adam West, the actor that was best known for playing Batman. The guy in the 60s television series This Is has died. He was 88 years old and he died after a short battle with leukemia. And for people who don't know Adam West, I guess you'd say he was kind of the precursor way, way, way before we got the 21st century Batman. He was kind of, he wasn't sort of this dark hero that we get in the comic things now. He was more of he's a bit of a square, wasn't he? And a bit of a gent, sort of, not quite James Bond, a bit more straight-laced, but, you know, charming Bruce Wayne. And
yeah, it was kind of almost James Bond in tights.
And it was almost a bit after school sort of programming, wasn't it? So it's quite sensible Batman, and there was a lot of life lessons in there and stuff. Mm. Anyway, throughout the 1960s, Adam West did capture the hearts of many Batman fans. And here's a clip of him in that role.
A routine question. Have you recently sold any war surplus submarines, and if so, to whom?
Salt and corrosion. The infamous old enemies of the crime fighter.
That class of missile receives on a wavelength of 164.1.
Do you know, that's my abiding memory of that Batman. Because you got to remember, this is Batman before the original Batman movie, when Michael Keaton was Batman, which is, what, 89? Around about there, wasn't it?
And there was, you know, there was George Clooney, I think, at one point played
George Clooney
Batman.
Was not long after that. Yeah, but this is before that, when Batman was kind of a dark, troubled type.
Yeah,
orphan.
Yeah, it predates sort of. So he's quite the charming character in this, and it's a bit of a kooky, exaggerated portrayal of him. And the actor, sort of, Adam West, did say, you know, he played it as a joke character, but he said in order for it to be funny, he had to play Batman as really straight, as if Batman himself didn't think some of the things he was saying was funny. So you can kind of see that it was kind of quite an interesting character he played indeed. But one of the big things he delivered in all of this, you know, it was goodies against baddies, and there were crime capers, and there were lots of sort of silly characters, but he did often deliver lots of life lessons to the boy Wonder, who was Robin, played by Burt Ward. We were talking about this. It was Burt Ward that played Robin in the night. It was only on from 1966 to 68, but basically Burt Ward was Robin and Adam West was Batman, and there was always a sort of message in the program, and he gave lots and lots of bits of advice. So here's Adam West delivering some Batman advice to Robin.
Gee whiz, Aunt Harriet, what's so important about Chopin?
All music is important, Dick. It's the universal language.
Gosh, Bruce, yes, you're right. I'll practice harder from now on.
Robin, you haven't fastened your safety bat belt.
We're only going a couple of blocks.
It won't be long until you're old enough to get a driver's license, Robin. Then you'll be able to drive the Batmobile and other vehicles. Remember, motor is safety.
Gosh, Batman, when you put it that way...
Circuits on the blink, I'm afraid.
How can it be?
Human mechanisms are made by human hands, Robin. None of them is infallible. It's a lesson which must be faced.
He's almost exasperated having to explain life lessons to Robin.
He's very much the dad to Robin, isn't he?
Yeah, there is that kind of role in it. But, just... Obviously very sad that Adam West has died, but you know, looking at these things, you get some in the background. And they were saying back in the day that there was a big battle in the licensing between 20th Century Fox, who made the episodes, and then DC Entertainment, the comics company that owned the characters. And they wouldn't, they had contracts and they couldn't do home entertainment options. So it wasn't available on DVD. I think it was to something like 2014, because before home entertainment sort of existed, when they made this program, there were no options to make films because it was like, who owns the rights? Is it a comic book or not? So it seemed like after this, Adam West really, really struggled to find steady work. And then recently, do you know a role he played recently? Are you familiar with this? Because this was a surprise to me.
I can't think of anything. I mean, his name is as clear as any actor, because that was rerun for years and years.
Yeah,
all,
I remember
all
when
over
I
over the place.
When I came home from school or at the weekend, that was the Batman that I knew of.
Mm. I can't think of him in anything else.
He was Mayor West, the voice of Mayor West on Family Guy.
The thing there in that second clip was his voice. His voice is tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I meant about the James Bond. He wasn't sort of the charmer in the way of, you know, a James Bond, Roger Moore type character, but he was that very well turned out traditional 60s guy, and he did play the sort of fatherly role to Robin. It was very interesting. But yeah, sad news that he's passed away. And his family have put out a statement, and they said their dad always saw himself as the bright knight and aspired to make a positive impact on his fans' lives. He was and always will be our hero.
And the catchphrases as well.
Yeah.
Things like, and it was in that first clip, holy, shark repellent, bat spray, Batman.
Yes.
Little things like that.
And the kapow and, you know, the fight scenes. It was
but
all
that was
very
the nod to the comic
yeah.
book thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You'd have that on screen.
Yeah. I used to love it. I mean, yeah, when I was watching it was obviously quite old, but it worked. Still worked.
the music in it was fantastic as well.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't resist having a bit of the music because it's very different to what you associate with Batman of today.
That was one of the things when Batman came out, when Michael Keaton played Batman, the Bat Dance theme was Prince, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was this massive change, and everybody kind of thought, is it going to be the na-na-na-na-na-na-na Batman, as it always was in the 60s? And that completely changed. And you kind of got past that, because the first Batman movie, whatever anybody says, was great and still is great and still is dark and
very
kind
dark.
Of menacing and slightly odd. All right, then, that's the first trending.
Yeah, second trending, Richard Hammond, former Top Gear presenter, has had another crash in Switzerland. Remarkably, he was able to walk away from it. Have you seen any of the pictures of this, Tim?
The car was, it was a white electric supercar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's
Rimac, I don't know how you pronounce that.
Rimac, I think.
Yeah,
it's
so he's
fast.
Driving this supercar. So before he's doing it, we see lots of footage of it. And the car, like you said, supercar, can reach speeds of 220 miles an hour. Mm. And he was driving it around like a really, really tight bend. And he lost control. The car sort of flips a number of times and it lands upside down and bursts into flames. Now, the clip I've got is some fans who, obviously big fans of his show, he's doing his new Amazon show, and they're filming that, and the fans were having a sneak peek of them filming the Amazon show Grand Tour, and they managed to capture the moment that this happens.
That's right on the button as well. It's
yeah.
a horrible, horrific looking crash.
You can hear it as well. And they weren't that close to it. And the car was making that kind of noise. And it said in some of the papers today that the other presenters, Jeremy Clarkson and James May, thought he died in that crash. And it's not the first time Richard Hammond's been involved in an accident like this. There was back in 2006. Do you remember that at all?
I remember that. Yeah. He had a brain injury, didn't he?
Yeah. So a tyre burst. He was in a jet-powered car, and that was at an RAF site in Yorkshire. It's quite near to York. And he was in a coma for 2 weeks off the back of that one. So he was in hospital for a really long time. I think he had all sorts of brain damage after it, memory loss. I think he even said, I remember a few interviews, some of his personality changed. You know, some of the foods he'd liked before he no longer liked. He started dressing a bit differently. And, you know, bearing in mind, he's, how old, 47? He's got a couple of kids, got a wife, and surely there comes a point when you say, look, you've had a few serious accidents. Is this something you want to be pursuing?
I thought that yesterday. I saw that yesterday, and I thought, I saw the accident or saw some footage of the accident before I saw what was just a burned-out shell, and I thought it didn't look as bad because I thought, oh, it's a matte black car. And then I realised that
it's
it was
white
car and it had just burned out. He was lucky, he walked away from it with a knee problem, broke his broke bone in his
knee
or something?
Yeah, he was airlifted to hospital rather, and they said they're going to take him back to the UK possibly for surgery on that. But he's had a few lucky escapes. There was a crash on a motorbike in Mozambique in about March, I think he's had as well. So it's just, how many times do you want to push that envelope? And, you know, is it ultimately worth it?
It's a very good question. Probably isn't. However, if you have as much fun doing what he's doing, and they do take pretty stringent safety precautions, don't they, on that show?
Yeah, I'm sure they must do. I'm sure they must do. And this has obviously happened when he was trying to break the land speed record back in 2006. That was when it was part of a BBC production, and that was Top Gear, and now it's a Grand Tour. But I guess if you're using those kinds of cars or machines, which some of them are not just cars, things can happen. But when they happen, boy, it's scary, isn't it?
And this was a concept car, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's trending. Any more trending to do?
No, that's it for today.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at Dubai i1038 FM.
6:52, nearly it for today. Sports Tonight is coming up. Now, we're going to finish with the music scoop today. It didn't go for 1966, before I was born. So, Rolling Stones got to know with Paint It Black. No. For no reason. There's a sitar on that. I thought that would have been a good little attractive notion. But however, it was their third US number one. That's one thing. Beatles number one today with The Ballad of John and Yoko, their 17th UK number one. It's a great song. It's only Paul McCartney and John Lennon on it. KC and the Sunshine Band become only the second group after the Jackson 5 to achieve four US number ones. Do you know what the song was? It's a hard one. This is very obscure.
I
don't even know it.
I wouldn't know. I only know one song that they've done.
Yeah, that's the way. Or the other one.
Walking on... What? I was going to say Walking on Sunshine, but no, am I thinking of someone else?
Yeah, you are, definitely. Yeah, no, it's I'm Your Boogeyman. That went to the top. What else have we got here? 1988, Nelson Mandela's 70th birthday at Wembley Stadium happened today. Every star under the sun turning out for that at that particular time.
Was that the one that Naomi Campbell cried her eyes out? Because it was about her and not him. That one.
Ooh, claws in. Whitney Houston, Phil Collins, Dire Straits, Stevie Wonder, Tracy Chapman, George Michael, Eric Clapton, UB40, The Rhythmics, Simple Minds. Apparently an audience of a billion people watched that as
well. Could we not have got some Tracy Chapman on? I love Tracy Chapman.
You could have done, but you didn't get that today because there is a reason for what we're going to play. Pink Floyd's 1973 album Dark Side of the Moon re-entered the chart today 6 years ago, 2011. Got to 1,000 weeks on the Billboard chart. Got to number one. Oh, don't know how many times. Finally, though, 2000, it's the first time this happened when airplay came into the chart rather than just sales. Aaliyah went to number one in the US with Try Again. First airplay-only song to reach number one in the United States, which I thought was interesting. And the song is just tremendous.
It's been a long time, shouldn't have left you, without a dope beat. Step two, step two.
To me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, know it to be yourself or play a role. Tell all the boys I keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? Oh, don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again. To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh, don't succeed. Yeah. Dust yourself off and try again. Dust it off and try again. All away. I might be shy on the first day. What about the next day? Say you don't wanna throw it all away. Bugging on the first day. What about the next day? If the first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and
2000 that came out. Got number one in the US today.
I have really, really strong school memories of that song.
Oh, I feel so good. Yeah, thanks very much. It was okay. So Aaliyah, she died a year later, just over a year later, actually. It was a plane crash in the Bahamas.
On the way back from the Bahamas, wasn't it?
It was.
I remember that so clearly. They'd done the video for, it wasn't Rock the Boat, it was something else. I can't think which song it was. But yeah, and
It was Rock the Boat. It was Rock the Boat, yeah.
I was so sad about that. And I think there was talk at the time that it was putting too much luggage on the plane. That exceeded the weight limits.
They believe that was the case, but it crashed just after takeoff.
Am I stealing all your lines here? Sorry.
No. You just know all of this stuff, but then, you know, you're at school, so it's a different thing, wasn't it?
I know, but I had that album, and I just loved Aaliyah. I loved Aaliyah.
It's just one of those examples of somebody that was taken far too soon in that kind of genre, because so much talent.
Yeah, so talented. She was
writing,
so talented. And you think, you know, there'd be no Rihanna, no Beyonce if Aaliyah wasn't there. You know, if Aaliyah hadn't sort of paved the way for them, they wouldn't have happened in the same way. Do you know what I really liked about Aaliyah?
Trailblazing.
Baggy trousers. And it wasn't about, you know, but it wasn't about like skimpy outfits. She was great with the singing and she was very athletic and quite tomboyish. And I just, for me, as a girl that played football, didn't wear makeup, she was great.
You didn't bother with the makeup thing?
No.
You said that before, you were quite tomboyish.
Yeah, much, much later on I played football on my mum's five-a-side football team in a league on a Friday night. I was really sporty, yeah. And I got into makeup much later on than a lot of my friends, yeah.
Still into football? Still play?
I still watch football. I watched football last night, watching England-Scotland. But yeah, no, I don't play anymore, no.
There you go. That's an insight into NLT.
Keep giving these snippets away,
you
don't
do.
I?
It's like little bits and you think...
Right, are we going to give a winner?
Who is it? Name the father and son actors. One of the stars of the film Overdrive is the youngest son of a Hollywood legend. And when you use the word legend in conjunction with this person, it is appropriate, isn't it?
It is indeed. Who? So, the answer is Scott... And Clint Eastwood, of course. Clint Eastwood, what a legend.
All right, winner today?
The winner of that prize today is Suzanne Hart. Congratulations, Suzanne.
All right, Suzanne, 4 tickets for the premiere screening of Overdrive, Nova Cinemas Dubai Festival City on the 19th of June. You're also in the draw to win the grand prize, which is 2 kart drone sessions from Dubai Autodrome. That's Drive Live for today. NLT's back tomorrow.
I'm here all week.